Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the East-West Wrestling Connection. Actually, the last episode of the East-West Wrestling Connection. And we're going out with a bang. Joining me for this special edition is the originator of the East-West Wrestling Connection, Nikki Hayman.
Good evening, Mr. Seidelman. Are we ready for this chaos?
Well, the intro is rolling with about 40 different pictures of Big Daddy V shirtless.
Don't remind me.
Hey, you once called me Big Daddy V first.
I did no such thing. What? Wait a minute, what show was that?
It was on my MySpace with a picture.
Oh, well, then I will be quiet and sit here and watch the slow motion entrance of Mr. John Morrison and his abs. His real
yes.
Tag team partner, The Miz, will be out momentarily.
Those abs are definitely allowed in the Palace of Wisdom.
Am I allowed in the Palace of Wisdom to sit and count them all afternoon?
Well, not to be rude or anything, but as John Morrison said, fatties aren't allowed in the Palace of Wisdom.
I'm not fat. I'm built like a linebacker. Yeah, that's it.
Presented in WWE HD.
Which means I can count his abs even better. Oh, don't let him out there.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. The person who wishes he was Eric Nies.
The person who wishes he was still on reality TV.
Yes, probably one of the biggest stars of the Real World Road Rules Challenge.
And the little bit of trivia, the fact that both of these guys flunked out of Tough Enough.
Well, Miz got to the last part.
He did.
So did John Morrison.
Yes, he did.
So they were. Isn't it odd that the runner-ups actually got the better go? I mean, Miz was pewter, and he flamed out immediately after shooting on Kurt Angle. And John Morrison's loss was to...
Maven.
No, Matt Capitelli.
Oh, okay. Matt, what happened with Matt Capitelli was not his fault.
Right.
Ah! Tommy got called Raven.
And here's...
and a sign in the crowd that reads, the first Colin Delaney sign ever.
Yes. Hey, a Chicago White Sox jersey. It even said so.
Yep. Let's see, am I in this highlight package?
Well, there's no parking sign. That's close enough.
Just my frustration, the fact that Colin went and got a chair when I had a perfectly good street sign waiting for him. But then again, my sign didn't.
And there you are, right between Scott Armstrong's legs.
Please rephrase that.
And there you are, right behind Scott Armstrong.
A little better.
Scott Armstrong holding the only piece of title gold he's ever held.
Sadly. See, my I am off. I am from a fan friend of mine in Muncie, Indiana. Raven's shopping cart is back. They must have took it from Indianapolis. No, I'm serious. When I attended a SmackDown ECW show in Indy, they had a shopping cart down by the announce position with a bunch of crap in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm waiting for the plunder.
We'll get to the plunder soon enough. By the way, it's nice to know that Tommy Dreamer's got a new baseball jersey. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Air Delaney.
You must be a few seconds behind me.
I am a few seconds behind you. It's Comcast's fault.
Here comes the caboose.
Dreamer going airborne! Oh! Takes them both out.
And Tommy being smart in his in dressing tonight. He's not wearing the t-shirt of I am not going to be a pay-per-view.
Well, just wait till later on. He'll probably be in a pay-per-view.
Ow.
So take a look again. And welcome to Botchamania 42.
Has it posted already?
No. They're still only on 41. There's your plunder. Oof.
I'm going to sit here for a minute and boo Miz.
And just stare at John Morrison. As they said before, it's okay to stare.
Yes, it is.
And a double gut buster by the Miz and Morrison.
Oh, you'll like what happens next.
Here it goes. Flying jalapeno by the Miz and it misses.
Stick, stick, stick.
My favorite weapon. It's a legit weapon, legit and legit sport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm the perfect. Well, you can hit Miz in the abs. Nobody cares.
It just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better.
And both of them rip off Raven. Scott Levy is turning over in his parental grave.
And he's shaking his head, and he's going to call Tommy after the match and say, quit stealing my crap, man. Tommy's saying, I'm on TV.
Well, as we know, Raven could probably always go back to Ring of Honor. He's probably welcome there.
Isn't he still sitting out at the rest of his TNA contract, or is he done?
Yeah, I don't think he's on the active roster.
Okay. In that case, I'm glad I got him when I did.
Here's Miz and Morrison. Slingshot.
Oh, that's Lunch. Such a sick spot.
Ooh! That should be their finisher. At least we don't have to see one of the worst-named finishers of all time, thanks to The Miz.
What's that?
The Mizard of Oz.
Oh, dear.
Oh, caught. Yoink! Take him to the can.
Yep. Sounds like you're catching up with me. Oh, that's brilliant.
Just...
Colin Delaney needed some help. No! No!
Oh, no.
Bears.
Hey. And there's Colin Delaney. That's what Colin Delaney gets for stealing Screaming Norman Smiley's gimmick.
He didn't steal Norman Smiley's gimmick. He didn't have the rest of the pads on. He has to be fully outfitted to do, if he's going to do Norman Smiley.
Right.
Okay,
but
this
still.
Just looks utterly wrong.
All right, uh-oh.
Oh, this is... Oh, it's getting better. It's getting better.
Oof.
W.
Miz is tied up. I wish I was John Morrison. I wish I was the Miz right now, being that close to John Morrison. Oof.
One, two...
Oof! In stereo!
And Scott Armstrong doesn't know what to do.
One, two, double ropes. Everything was in stereo. We got hardware.
That we do. Now we've got them. Now we've got the good guys divided.
Well, Condoleezza is going to probably set up this table right here. Miz is perched upon the top rope. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Here we go.
How's that? I hear an ECW chant. I'm not sure if I should be happy or appalled.
Yep, there's the ECW chant. You know what this match needs right now?
What's that?
A New Jack guitar.
We're not coming to that.
What's the Lenny going for? Acid drop! Nope. Well, that takes care of Delaney.
Oh, no, we're not done yet. Morrison and the abs are back at work. Oh, my Lord, you're going to like that.
What does Morrison have planned here?
Something you've never seen before.
There we go! Moonsault! Ooh, that had to smart. Miz, up top.
Oh, Tommy, make me happy.
Neckbreaker.
Ow. You're doing it wrong.
Here we go. Could we have a Death Valley Driver? Miz is out of the way. Uh-oh. Ooh, wrong. That's wrong way.
That's what I mean. They did that very wrong, although I'm sure Tommy agreed to it.
And the Dulcet Sons of Tony Chimmel say that the Palace of Wisdom still has the belts. Well, Colin Delaney should be expected back in the big tape thing next week.
Probably. He'll probably have his midsection all taped up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how many old school ECW references did we get in this match?
Probably about 7.
The what's up, the acid drop, the corner table, even if it was wrong. Raven's shopping cart, Sandman Shinai.
New Jack's guitar.
I'm just talking what I was seeing on TV. I didn't see that.
No, I said New Jack's guitar. That's what the match needed.
Ah.
And we could expect a dirt sheet celebrating their victories.
I'm sure somebody's celebrating it. They talk
passion,
about
passion, intensity, and roboticism.
What did you think about how Raw ended last night?
ECW and Randy Orton versus the entire WWE roster. The evil Dr. Levescu at work again.
Absolutely. I love him. Very much.
Then you'll like this. I was looking up stuff on YouTube. Found his first ever match. You want to know what he won it with? His first ever WWE match. Do you want to know what he won it with?
I'm afraid to ask.
An RKO.
Hmm.
Hold on. I don't want to hear about all these crappy horror movies. Stir fry for dinner. Yummy, yummy, yummy. It's so good in my tummy. And we have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, or news that was reported 5 hours ago. Jeff Hardy should be hearing the classic ECW chant again.
You fucked up. Oh, did you fuck up?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
suspended 60 days for violating wellness policy.
And the debate at Online Onslaught is whether or not he's an addict and what exactly he got suspended for.
I'm going to say addict, yes. Suspended for, I'm betting weed.
You can't get suspended for weed. You get fined $1,000. That's it. That is per the WWE wellness policy. What happened with Robin Sabu was punishment for the fact that they got caught by the law and actually made the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Jeff Hardy was suspended because of painkillers. On more than one occasion, he has said in interviews, I'm beat to hell. My ankles hurt, my back hurts, my this hurts, my that hurts.
I would have to say you're probably right.
But
how much you want to bet he wasn't using them to excess? He just had them on him.
He either had them on him or he might have had maybe one too many past his prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it is a lot of the other superstars are kind of frowning on it because if he could have waited 3 more weeks, I think he could have legitimately gone to Vince and said, "Hey, is there any way you could keep me out of the ring for like a month and let me mend? You know, let me brag if he was going to win Money in the Bank." Let me brag about it. Let me show it off. Let me hit a couple people with it.
And you know what frightens me even more? They're actually going to be showing Leprechaun on TV.
I won't be watching.
Nor will I. And we have the Hall of Fame coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame up, and we have the Briscoe brothers who just got in.
Right.
And nobody cares.
Grr. Where are you going to find 24 men, Mr. Estrada? You don't even have 24 people on your entire freaking roster if you count yourself, Taz, Joey, and Layla.
No. You misunderstood. 24 men from Raw, SmackDown, and ECW.
Oh, all right. This man has changed shows once again, unless this is a talent exchange thing.
It's part of the talent share thing.
The only man who's bounced through all three brands in the course of 14 months, and they still couldn't find anything for him to do.
Oh, no, they did have a good run with him as, sad to say, WWE. World Heavyweight Champion. He was a good stopgap champion in between runs for... Who did he take the belt off of?
He won a Battle Royal to take the belt when somebody got injured.
When Edge got injured.
Yeah. Oh.
Stopgap champion, though.
Mm. only marginally better to be seen with a belt than Randy Orton.
We hardly knew ye pushed, Stevie.
I'm sorry, Stevie. You didn't have to, now you're gonna have to endure a few more surgeries to get rid of all the suck you're about to take. I'd rather watch Stevie wrestle Posey.
Posey?
The ref.
Oh. You know who I'd rather watch Stevie wrestle again?
Who?
Damien 666.
Hmm.
It's a WCW reference.
Nah. Don't blink, you'll miss this match.
I blink. Oh, crap, it's over.
The only time Kali was used properly was when he was second. He was a second for Daivari. First time they were in ECW. Who was that?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is somebody coming out?
It's Mike Knox. I didn't realize he still had a job.
Well, he does. And looks like we have a feud brewing. Yeah. But why did it have to be Mr. Generic Mike Knox?
I don't know. Maybe he can. I was hoping that he would just start a tag team with whatever's left of Kevin Thorne.
He could be the Generics.
Yeah.
Generic one and Generic two.
Right. They could wear white tights with barcodes on the butt. I'd watch that.
It's a gimmick. It works.
And we'll get Lena Yada to be their valet, and they have to keep coming. She has to scan their butts with a laser beam if they start the match.
Now, that's a pretty stiff finisher.
Yeah. But that Hogan mustache has got to go.
Or at least just shave the bottom off of it. So it looks like Mike Knox is back on call-up. And you just saw a sign. Punk versus V.
They would never put Big Daddy V in a ladder match.
Uh-uh. Before the card at WrestleMania, there was Starrcade.
I'm all for that 3-on-2 handicap cage match. I wish I could be there.
Wait a minute. Was Kurt Hawkins just wearing black trunks?
I didn't notice.
And while it's on commercials, ladies and gentlemen, we'll entertain you by having some humorous insight and other news stories. Let's go for Raw, per se, and we have ourselves a new Intercontinental Champion.
To some, that was the only highlight of the 3-hour Raw last night. I was actually quite happy because until the news broke today, I thought this meant that Jeff Hardy had a clean shot at winning Money in the Bank and actually having a chance at winning the title.
Yep. But
now,
no shot.
Jeff.
Somebody gets pulled. Is he getting pulled from Money in the Bank?
I believe he's actually out of the match. He's actually completely pulled out of the match. They're not even going to let him show up at WrestleMania. He has lost his big paycheck for the year.
And what are the odds that in 3 months, over under 3 months.
3 months to
future endeavors.
Jeff, I'm going to take the over on that.
All right, I'm going under. Sad to say.
That's fine. He's going to be out for 2 months. Now, are you saying within 3 months after his return from suspension?
No, 3 months starting now.
Okay.
However, I am happy that Chris Jericho has the Intercontinental title, meaning, and he's actually capable of defending it every week.
Yes. Now, my only concern, though, is I'd actually want him to hold on to it for just a little bit. Maybe win Money in the Bank. Lose the Intercontinental title, say, back to, say, to Umaga.
Yeah, whatever, but I have a feeling Umaga's going to go to SmackDown.
I've heard that rumor. But I'd like to see Jericho win Money in the Bank, drop the IC title somewhere, and then cash in at SummerSlam.
Hmm. Cool. A Leslie Nielsen movie.
Yes, not another superhero movie. And
wait a minute. Oh, God. Get my hopes up with Leslie Nielsen.
That's why I warned you. Just enjoy the next commercial where they show you the truth about Florida seagulls. They are this nasty. I'll tell you a story. When I was in high school, our high school did not have a proper cafeteria. You either ate in the gym or you ate outside at these concrete picnic tables.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had the poor fortune of going to a Catholic school.
I feel sorry for you, Emilio, right there. Catholic.
We had somebody who was thrice cursed as he was Jewish.
Uh-oh.
Going to a Catholic school. And he was the only Jewish person in the entire Catholic school. And he flaunted it.
Mm-hmm.
In an interesting bit of karmic, I want to say thumbing of the nose, but not because of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting out at the concrete picnic tables and had a seagull crap on him. Square on his great big Rosen schnoz.
Ooh. And as you said that, Curio just got crapped on his shoulders.
Yep.
All right, let's go back to the 50s with Deuce.
Yes, Deuce of the Greasers against Kofi Kingston.
Boo, boo, boo.
Like I said, he's a great guy, but he blows more spots than Sabu when he's sober.
Yeah, but he's getting over.
Well, it's his energy. That's something that's going to help him down the line and is going to help Atlas the Bone when he finally debuts. Atlas is the same way. Atlas has amazing energy. You can't help but cheer for Atlas when he's out there.
You know what this means? You need to put him on SmackDown. We're going to tag team with these two, Kofi and Atlas.
That'd be kind of fun, actually. I think they'd work very well together. Atlas is built a lot like Cena. Essentially, Cena's build with rocks, tattoos, and Carlito's hair.
Awesome.
And you've got Atlas.
Hey, I want to say this right now. Kofi Kingston, top 5 WWE theme song right now, currently.
And I believe that song will be on the next WWE The Music album coming out here in a couple of weeks.
It will be.
I just kind of wish they had put the original version of Kennedy's theme on there. I hate the remix. And it is a remix. If you listen, it's the same lyrics.
The theme's up on YouTube, by the way.
What's up on YouTube, I'm sorry?
Kofi's theme.
Ah. And Taz is being a doofus.
Well, Styles and Taz, if you watch W24/7, Taz often is a doofus when they do the show. When they do the history of ECW on W24/7.
That's because he's talking about something he actually likes. Ow.
Oof.
Ow.
No. You gotta do it backwards. You know he does bo bo bo. You know what it should be?
Oh. What?
Up, up, up.
No.
No.
Let's see. Upcoming events. They're going to be down in the southeast. Logical, given how close we are to WrestleMania. Pardon me.
Alexandria, Georgia. Bessa City, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Biloxi, Mississippi. My friend Carl will probably go to one of those shows. Who would you think would win in a battle of hair, Carlito or Kofi Kingston?
If you would ask me that about a year ago, I would say Carlito, hands down.
But now?
Well, Carlito unfortunately cut it way back, which is a shame because I liked it when it practically, you know, was almost as wide as his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Ooh.
Mainly because...
What the hell? What did Cherry do?
I didn't see.
Cherry pushed Domino back.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Why? Because the referee was going to see what they were going to do.
Here we go. Whoa. Great counter maneuver by Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking him out. No. Jamaican buzzsaw. One,
yep.
Two, done. Trouble in paradise, bruh. Not anymore. Kofi Kingston takes it home.
Kayfabe, no. But I didn't, actually I was going to say, with Carlito having his hair as far out as he did, I had quite a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere I have a caricature poster of him. Where I wrote Carlito across the top and off on one side I wrote Hair Bear Jr.
Hair Bear Stare!
No. Hair Bear, not Care Bears.
Oh.
You are too young to remember this cartoon, but do you have Boomerang?
Boomerang?
Yeah.
Only on demand.
Okay. Let me see if I can YouTube you something real quick.
As we see Matt Stryker, I'll be honest with you, I like Stryker as a manager.
Since we're in commercial, can we take a brief pause for station identification? I'll be right back.
All right. This is Blog Talk Radio. And if we're taking a station break, we might as well take a commercial break. And for those that don't know what that means, yeah. You know what that means.
Hi, my name's Frost. You might not know me or my friends just yet. But trust me, you will get to know us, you will love us, you will want to have our children. We're bringing a new breed of internet radio station to you called The Crematory. We specialize in a variety of hard, dark, and driving music. We play metal. Industrial. Gothic. Techno trance. And more. Don't miss out. Look out for The Crematory on crematory-radio.listen2myradio.com. The Crematory. We launch March 27th, 2008. Crematory-radio.com. www.listentomyradio.com. We thrash and we burn.
Yes, they thrash and burn. However, I would like to thrash and burn these commercials. You know, of Granny and the two daughters texting. It's pretty pathetic. Yummy stir fry. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the East-West Wrestling Connection will be renamed starting Friday to the North American Wrestling Connection. Just saying that because I'd like to thank Lucas Pincari and Trista Timpson for coming on our show regularly. Thus, we are honoring them by changing our name to the North American Wrestling Connection. We thank you for this. And as we see a commercial for the very gory Condemned 2, it's now time for the Raw Rebound by WWE Mobile. 1 and 2. Here come the money! And he has a posse. Nice to know that he failed basic English. It's S-I-L-T-H-Y, not P-H-I-L-T-H-Y. And again, that's the thing with most English these days. They have to... I don't need no posse. Yes, Floyd Mayweather got paid $20 million to do this match, which would assume in order to make the full $20 million in order to pay him, they would have to do at least one... he alone has to do $20 million, about $60 per pay-per-view. He's still around about 100,000 buys in order for him. However, it should be easy to do. And the thing is, they're trying to play up Floyd Money Mayweather as the face. However, we all know that he fails at that miserably. Yes. I kind of view this as Little Mac versus Super Macho Man. My brother playing as Little Mac, which he just fails miserably at when it comes to Super Macho Man. He can beat everybody else. He can beat Mr. Sandman. He can beat a Bald Bull. He can beat Soda Pop Stinky, but he can't beat Super Macho Man. Oh, he got a little boo-boo. Wah, wah, wah. God. I
my apologies.
And MVP is number one.
I just wanted to put in my two cents. I noticed they ran the Raw rebound.
Mm-hmm.
You notice they didn't show the second half of that.
Big brawl?
The brawl that followed was a bit of a shoot, according to Big Show when he called it the Bubba Glove Sponge today.
Mm-hmm.
Tempers got a little out of hand, and I'm almost willing to bet that Shane falling down wasn't part of the script.
I don't think so either.
So he did an admirable job of getting everybody out of there.
Yes, I would say so too. And in the bathroom break match, we have Candice Michelle and Maria taking on Melina and Beth Phoenix. And I don't want to see that.
Oh, I forgot it.
And we have Ed.
Go ahead.
Edge versus Undertaker World Heavyweight Championship.
And that's what I'm spending my money on.
It's a robot, evil doctor, and thug.
Yeah.
Mrs. Robot.
Mrs. Robot with CM Punk in his brand new t-shirt. Go to Shop Zone.
Who do you think was more of a robot, her or Becca DiPietro?
I don't know DiPietro enough to judge.
I would have to say, no, Pietro's more of the robot.
Yay, Punk.
Ah, Punk.
Uh-oh. I forget, we are in Chicago. Can Punk rely on the hometown rule?
I'm rooting for Punk. I think Punk's got this one in the bag.
Yeah, because they're not going to put Mighty Man Boobs in a freaking ladder match.
The only thing Mighty Man Boobs is going to be put on is a shirt.
Yes. I was hoping that the tie that Matt Stryker was holding before we went into commercial was for Big Daddy V to at least partially start covering him up.
The only way for him to be start covering up is if he goes back to a good version of the Mabel outfit.
I was okay with the Love Machine pajamas. That covered enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so did you watch the video I sent you?
No, I had to play a commercial. I had to come back over here, and the show started back up.
Okay, let me make sure that I sent you the right one. Yeah, this is the right one.
By the way, about commercials, have you ever seen these Hillshire Farm meat commercials?
That must be just your area.
They had this commercial playing a few hours, about an hour or so ago. It was in a police office, and it was like Operation Go Meat in Progress. Hey, Chief, what's happening? That's some serious meat some second.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. I think it's up on YouTube. I'll have to link it to you.
All right.
After the show.
Yes.
How many matches have we had so far in the show? Three?
If you want to count what Kali did to match.
And I do.
Okay. We had the tag match. We had Kali killing somebody. Kali killed Stevie.
We had the Kingston match.
And then Kingston's match, and you could almost say four if you want to count Mike Knox coming out and beating up Stevie.
Nope.
Why? It was longer than the Kali match.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a movie I really want to go see.
Which one?
21.
I'm actually kind of interested in it. I'm not a big fan of casinos and gambling, although admittedly, I have won and lost my fair share of money on a one-armed bandit.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember either TLC or A&E or one of the channels used to run a thing called True Stories from Vegas.
It's Travel Channel.
Okay. And they would have stuff like this, because the one that I always watched was about the guy who would actually play with the algorithms in the electronic poker machines, so that he could go in there and poke in a code and walk away with extra money in his pocket. Because he was the service tech, nobody thought anything of it.
Right. By the way, this is about the movie 21.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was legit. Card counting is legit. But the casinos frown on that because they'll take all you'll take all their money, and they have a right to say, you're done. Get out for no reason.
Because it's a form of cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Card counting? While it's coming out of the shoe, looking at all the cards?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're looking at everybody's card. Everybody's card is face up and in play.
Right. But you are increasing the odds in your favor, which is essentially what cheating is.
No, you just know what's been played in a six-deck shoe. Essentially, you just multiply everything in a basic deck times six, and once you figure it all out, you just subtract it. And by the way, we found the person who perpetrated D2's new mag to do whatever he does on it.
Oh.
A little Maria promo, you know, is her Playboy thing. Is it just me, or did it look better if all the Santino faces on it?
I actually enjoyed I enjoyed the laugh that I got looking at all the Santino faces on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Biscuits and gravy!
Yay! Jesse and his partner, the ultimate John Cena fan.
That was brilliant.
Still one of my favorite skits of these two.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere there are two kids shooting their chairs back from the television.
And it's just Festus wrestling, so this is going to be good. Who are they facing?
It would be Mr. Burke.
Oh. Before we were weirdly interrupted on our last show, here's what I was suggesting for the Street Fighter thing.
Ah, yes. If we could get Elijah Burke on television. We're halfway there. Go on.
Yeah. We would have him as Balrog.
Ah. Isn't he a little small for Balrog? I mean, even in standard, Balrog was bigger than that.
Well, he's got the muscle definition for it.
True.
Ah, crap.
Wrestle crap?
No, I gotta move to the regular phone. This phone's about to die.
Uh-oh. I might be in the same boat here, so if I disappear suddenly, my apologies.
So now I gotta watch this at a very odd angle.
Okay. I might disappear on you, and I might be gone for a minute, because if my phone dies, I have no backup.
Hmm.
And
your phone
right
about to die, too?
Yeah, and right this second, I can't move.
Now, we got to find out who would be a good Saget.
Stevie's not tall enough, but he's got he's long and lean enough to do the kicking.
And that would be?
Stevie Richards.
No. It'd have to be Tan.
That's true. Yeah, he could play Dan Hibiki to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And he would even agree to a pink D.
Right. D2. Now, who we try to get is Bison.
that?
Bison.
Good question. Sergeant Slaughter was 25 years younger and in shape. He has the chin.
All right, how about we do it like this? You could pick anybody in wrestling. Actually, I'll give you the question. You can do research on it for the show, which I'll open up the question to everybody. Balrog, Vegas, Sagat, M. Bison.
Anybody in wrestling?
Anybody in wrestling.
Okay. I will work on that. And you're talking current or just anywhere, anytime?
Current.
Current. Okay, I'll work on that.
Could be TNA, Ring of Honor. You could even pick people from Japan.
I don't think I've got any. My Pudetsu isn't as strong as it should be.
Or, massive knee by, is that how we went to a Street Fighter tangent and we're not even calling this match?
That's alright, it's over.
Flapjack. Biscuits and gravy!
I remember when Elijah Burke actually meant something on ECW.
That was this time last year when he was leader of the New Breed.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, that was better than the actual New Breed from NWA. What's going on inside the mind of Festus? Remember the old Simpsons throwaway bit with Homer thinking and you had a monkey picking his butt? Oh. She left. Well, don't worry, fans. She'll be back. Undertaker's 15-0 streak. Buy the DVD! Oh, yes. Buy the DVD. Because I am Paul Bearer! We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Frost. You might not know me or my friends just yet, but trust me, you will get to know us, you will love us, you will want to have our children. We're bringing a new breed of internet radio station to you called The Crematory. We specialize in a variety of hard, dark, and driving music. We play metal. Industrial. Gothic. Techno trance. And more. Don't miss out. Look out for The Crematory on crematory-radio.listen2myradio.com. The Crematory. We launch March 27th, 2008. Crematory-radio.listen2myradio.com. We thrash and we burn.
Rent car smells like sunshine. By the way, if you guys want a deal on DVDs, they got a 2-pack of Royal Rumble 07 and 08 for only $15 at Kmart. However, at the Kmart near my place, they don't have any WWE DVDs. Yes. A Liberty Medical commercial with my classmates Dustin's favorite person in the whole wide world, Wilford Brimley. You check the blood sugar, you check it off for your own reason not to. Are you about to die? Hilarious. And by the way, TNA Impact ratings, 1.2. Yay! The natural Shelton Benjamin. And here comes Big Daddy Man Boobs coming to the ring. There needs to be, for people who go to the shows and you see Big Daddy V going to the ring, you need to do a chant. Put on a shirt! Put on a shirt! Put on a shirt! You know, something like that. I mean, that would be perfect for Big Daddy V.
No way.
And for Big Daddy Man Boobs. Wouldn't you agree that Big Daddy Man Boobs needs to put on a shirt?
I would even be willing to give him the proper phone number to Omar the Tent Maker if it meant getting him covered up. Big Daddy V ate my other sign. And there's a bite taken out of the one he's holding up.
Yes.
Okay, well,
I heard poster board has tons of fiber to it.
No wonder Omaga eats them.
And
okay.
Here actually, he comes.
Yep, there's a bunch of welcome home and welcome back signs.
Chicago's favorite son, alongside of Colt Cabana.
I was going to say Chris Jericho, but...
That's Canada.
Yes, but the Y2J problem erupted in Chicago. Originally.
Yes. Break the walls down! Break down the walls! Oh, by the way, I have some TNA news for you.
Talk to me.
1.2 in the ratings.
You mentioned.
And, you know what got the highest thing? It was a tie.
Okay.
The first blood match, the VKM rough cut thing.
All right.
The Mitchell Messias promo, mm-hmm. Rhino versus Messias, and the Kong Saeed LAX segment.
Interesting.
I wouldn't mind... I wouldn't mind seeing Kong taking on the men. Start off with the little guys, you know, bring in jobbers.
Right.
Then build her up, because I would gladly see an LAX versus Awesome Kong feud match. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'll take that. As Shelton Benjamin gives away the finish.
And we're going to the archives, ladies and gentlemen. And if you do have recording capabilities of the show, please record the show so we could hear ourselves talk. Bye, everybody. See you on Friday. Adios. Put on a shirt. Put on a shirt. Put on a shirt. Put on a shirt.
Man boobs. Man boobs.
Hey, as a throw thing to the Visions of the Future thing that we're going to have on Friday's show.
Okay.
Big Daddy V, match at SummerSlam. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just wondering where you're going with this.
Will you bring a few signs? One of them says, man boobs. Or put on a shirt.
I think put on a shirt I'll get away with. And I might steal an idea. I saw a sign at another show with a poster that was shaped like a shirt. And just have it written on there, please buy one. Big Daddy V, buy a shirt. Whoops.
And now, here's the question. No. He just ran to the turnbuckle. There's that huge knee.
That almost sent him sprawling to the floor.
Missed with the bulldog.
Ow.
There you go, Punk. There you go. No. Not gonna happen. Nope. That'll knock him out. Whoa! Ooh!
Yeah. The word is splat.
I think squash.
No, because Punk's still in this match, somewhat.
No. Right. Splat. And here we see it on replay. Up and out. Big Daddy V tunnels to the outside, and here comes the ref with the count.
That's cheap. That's silly. But I'm going to take it.
And Punk in Money in the Bank.
Oh, I'll take that.
I will too. Now here is the GTS. You gotta like how Matt Stryker sold it. It's like,
Yep. Yay, CM Punk has something better to do than to fight Chavo for the 20th time.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, winner of the 20-man battle royal match gets a shot at Chavo.
That's fine. If Punk wins Money in the Bank, he can have a shot at three different guys.
And the show's over.
And that'll do it.
I have ECW on record over here. So what that means is, I wish I had an editing system thingamabob. I would import the video. Hold on. I know a way how I could do it.
Oh.
Torrents.
Well, what?
People torrent Raw all the time.
There you go. So you're going to go bounce over to PW Torrents and drop it.
No. I'm going to go to Mini Nova.
Okay.
Because I got to have a subscription to PW Torrents.
That's right. I haven't played with Torrents in so long. Then again, when, the next time I do start playing with Torrents again, I already know what I want to drop.
What do you want to drop?
The entire run of Engineering Disasters. Because I went to the History Channel store, and they have all 21 episodes in a box set, but I'm not paying $350 for it.
Uh-uh. Well, that does it for tonight. So, on behalf of Robert Solomon, say goodnight, Nikki.
Good night, Mr. Seidelman, and I will see you on Friday.
And you completely ruined the joke. Good night, everybody.
What?